NASA's Perseverance rover landed on Mars just over a month ago, and it's already given us some of the clearest pictures we have of the red planet. Those pictures, aside from being cool, will help scientists decide where to take a closer look and get samples as they search for evidence of ancient life. And one of the people responsible for getting those images and making sure they get back here to Earth hails from Wisconsin. Darian Dixon is the MastCam-Z data management lead on the Perseverance mission. He's a Milwaukee native and a graduate of Riverside High and UW-Milwaukee. Darian, thanks a lot for joining us today. Darian, are you there? We'll get to Darian Dixon in just a moment. Hearing him, let's see. Oop, Darian, there you are. Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, that was us. So can you tell us a little bit about the MastCam and what it does?
Yeah, so the MastCam instrument are two stereoscopic cameras. So they sit kind of in left and right positions like eyes on the top of the mast of the rover. We like to call them the eyes of the rover. If you were to look at the mask, look at the head, they literally look like, you know, the little eyes up there. And these cameras are able to pan around on Mars and zoom in and out and take really high resolution imagery of the surface. And we use these on a pretty extensive basis to bring down some of the really nice, really high quality, cool color imagery that you see of Mars.
Can you talk about the work that had to happen before the rover was even launched? What all went into getting this MastCam ready?
So much work, so much design work. I think the design process has been years and years and years in the making of really narrowing down all the technical specifications of the cameras. There's actually a filter set, a set of multispectral filters that allow us to image in different spectrums of light besides just the visible spectrum. And there was a lot of iteration back and forth on choosing those filters and really pinning down the best filter set that would allow us to detect some of the things, detect some of the chemical properties we want to detect on Mars. And then so much testing. There was a process called calibration that happened at my company a few years back, where we literally spent hours and hours and hours in the clean room, in the lab, taking thousands and thousands of images to figure out how every single pixel on the camera performed, because we wanted to know every little bit about how it would work on Mars to help us use it. So it's been years of work, years of painstaking work and design and testing to get it ready before it ever went up to Mars.
Okay, so I'm sure you've been asked this before, Darian, but you've put all this work into this project. And then it's landing day. The rover is going to land on Mars or not. All of your work leading up to this hinges on this short period of time and a successful landing. What's going through your mind as you're watching?
Oh, my God. That day was an emotional roller coaster. My wife has pictures and videos of me sitting on the couch just watching the coverage on the TV. And I couldn't take my hands, like, off my face. I just hands on my face, like, eyes wide, tapping my foot, pacing. I ate all the food in the house out of stress. It was an unbelievable feeling, you know. So many years went into this, and we're so eager to hit the ground and get going. But to know that in that very moment, you know, this is the most dangerous part of the whole mission, and there's a very real non-zero chance that all that work could literally go up in smoke. So I was nervous. I was stressed. And
let's flip to the after. Now it lands and you get the first image. You get confirmation that not only is the project on the ground, it is taking images and sending them back. What did that feel like when you got that first indication?
Screaming. Never in my life have I ever just screamed so uncontrollably. I was yelling, jumping for joy. It was beautiful. You know, I had to fight back tears and everything. And it was so unbelievable to think that we had landed on Mars. We had done that feat. And, you know, NASA's done that before, but to be a part of it, this was my first time being a part of a mission that was actually landing. It was indescribable. And I was so happy, and I'm still so happy. I feel like I'm still riding some of that joy from that moment even today.
We're talking to Darian Dixon, the Mastcam-Z data management lead on the Perseverance mission. He is from Milwaukee. He's working on this key part of the Mars rover project. Now, take us a little bit on your journey, Darian, from Milwaukee to Mars.
Yeah, so growing up as a kid, I was always super, super interested in space. I had like glow-in-the-dark stars all over my walls as a kid, and space posters, a telescope, just like anything you can think of. I was always really interested in space, and so that was a big dream for me. But I graduated from Riverside in 2010. I went to a small private college in Chicago called Dominican University, and actually my first year there, I majored in political science, which was also something I was interested in. But I was scared. I was honestly terrified of trying to pursue a career in space, thinking it was too hard and I wouldn't be able to handle the math and maybe I should just fall back to something that I think would be a little easier for me. I was terrified. And then for a variety of reasons, I transferred to UWM in 2011, came back home. And in fall 2011, the rover launched. And I remember sitting there at my desk watching the Curiosity rover, not the Perseverance
right,
rover,
right.
Watching the Curiosity rover launch. And I just remember that fear kind of just fading away as I watched the launch coverage, because for me it was so spectacular seeing all the engineers and the scientists working on this. And I had this realization that I was cheating myself and cheating my childhood dreams if I was just gonna chicken out and not try and be one of those people one day. And so I decided to change majors like the next day and pursue that. And, you know, long story short, here I am.
Now, recently you talked online, in effect, with UW-Milwaukee students about your career. What is your message to students right now, junior high, high school, college, maybe particularly students of color who might be interested in science and technology but have that fear that you had?
Yeah, I would say never for a second, and I know it's easier said than done, never for a second let doubt creep into your mind that there are spaces or occupations or careers that aren't fit for you. Never think that, oh, this is a space where I don't necessarily belong. This is a space that for whatever reason, I shouldn't be here. This isn't for me. It's just not true. Anyone can get anywhere. Anyone can open any door. So that's the biggest thing I would say is do not let that feeling creep into your mind, especially young students of color, because that's very prominent for us when we think about scientists and engineers and kind of the typical image of them. We might not necessarily picture ourselves. So don't for a moment let that doubt creep in. Don't let yourself to feel that it's okay to think that you don't belong there, because you do.
Now, I understand, Darian, a lot of people working on Perseverance are on Mars time rather than our local time zones. Is that you? What does that mean for your life?
It's stressful. So working on Mars time is in this beginning phase of the mission, where this is the most dangerous phase and things can go wrong. We want to do the bulk of our work when it's nighttime on Mars, so we can send a plan up and the rover can execute the plan and all the commands we send it during the day, and then send us that data back for us to look at it over when it's nighttime on Mars. And since Mars's day is 24 hours and 40 minutes, that 40-minute difference causes us to have to move our shift start times about 40 minutes every day. And this, there's no like cutoff where we're like, okay, we won't start work at 3 a.m. We just keep marching along. And there's times where you start work at 3 a.m. and then maybe a week and a half later, you're starting at noon. And that's how it goes. We're at a phase right now where I'm going to be logging in about 3 hours. So it's wild. It's definitely a weird way to live. It's kind of like permanent jet lag because you're moving 2/3 of a time zone every day. But I was not a big coffee drinker before this, but I definitely am now.
Well, just in our last minute, I know your mind is on Mars right now. Maybe this isn't a fair question, but what do you want to do next in your space related career?
Right now, keep working on the Mastcam-Z mission, on Perseverance, keep doing a great job in the role I have now. And eventually in the future, you know, I see myself moving into different leadership positions, hopefully on different missions. I think this isn't the end of my journey with space. I want to keep keep marching through and hopefully contributing to whatever NASA is going to be doing in the future.
Well, Darian, I'll leave it there. I'll let you get some coffee in you for that next shift. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Darian Dixon, the MastCamZ data management lead for the Mars Perseverance rover mission. He talked with us today about his role on the project and his own career journey from Milwaukee to Mars.